You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to a brand new episode of Gamer Tag Radio. This is your host, Danny, and I just got back from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. I was there for Games Developer Day. This was an event that was totally free workshop for indie developers that's from the island in Dominican Republic. So I also invited Ashley, my friend Ashley from Unity, and she also had like multiple sessions of just how to use Unity and you know, all that good stuff for game developers. And it was a great, great time. The event was this past weekend, July 20th in Santo Domingo at this university. It's called InTech. You can look them up, InTechRD on Twitter or on Facebook. And it has a lot of students. It's a well-known university in Dominican Republic. So I was there too, speaking about not only about Gamertag Radio, but also podcasting. And it was more for me to give like motivational like speech to the students and the developers that were there at the event. And I had an awesome, awesome time. I want to say thank you to Marco and Emmanuel, the organizers of the event. They did an amazing, amazing job. It was an all-day event from like 9:30 all the way to like 5 o'clock. And there was people from everywhere. I mean, people came, they drove from up north of the country all the way to the event. There was also a lot of games that was playable there that was made in Dominican Republic, which was awesome. I had a great time checking them out too. So, but I have multiple interviews from the event I'm going to be playing here on Gamertag Radio. And I also want to give a huge, huge shout out to one of our community members that he's on Discord also. His name is Amaury, APA. He's on Discord all the time hitting us up. He always posts like the history about gaming and all that. So he loves old school games. He always talks about that. So also check out his podcast, Legion, A Legion Gamer on Facebook is there. You can check it out. He has a pretty cool podcast too. And he also interviewed me. And I'm going to put the link under the description. Check it out. So you could download the podcast. It's in Spanish. So if you know Spanish or you're just curious, you want to support, check it out. I know he's planning to create other podcasts in the future. So make sure to tune in and make sure to support him, all right? All right, so head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Make sure to share the content with your friends. And hope you guys enjoy this episode of Gamertag Radio. This is an awesome coverage live from Dominican Republic. Check it out.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're live, and man, this is something I've been really wanted to do for a very long time. We're in now in Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo, the capital of the island. And this is the first Game Developer Day 2019 at InTech here in Santo Domingo. And we have one of the organizers of the event. His name is Marco. Marco, what's your full name?
Marco Marmolejos.
And first of all, let's talk about how this whole thing happened.
Okay.
Through friends. I really wanted to do this for a very long time. And through friends, we got connected. And I told you, look, let's have a free workshop here in Dominican Republic for game developers. And we got Unity involved and everything. So how was it for you behind the scenes just work on this event to get like the location, the venue, and actually get the most important thing, all the game developers that come over here to the event? How was the process?
Yeah. You know, I'm running this community, the CDDV. It's the Comunidad Dominicana de Desarrolladores de Videojuegos.
Mm-hmm.
I have like 10 years maybe or more trying to rise up, you know, the game development community so that we can create games that are like the games we see out there.
Yeah.
So first, I received an email from what's her name? Elaine.
Elaine, yes.
Yeah. I remember she connected me with you.
Yeah.
And then after that, you said, hey, I have a friend in Unity. I want you to connect with her. And then I was like, oh, I was at the GDC in early this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I met her there. And it was like, oh, this
small world.
Small world, right?
Yeah.
And then what's funny is I searched for your profile on Facebook. And I was surprised because I saw that you were connected with my cousin, Amaury,
yes.
And then I was like,
he listens
oh,
to our show. Shout out to Amaury.
Yeah. So this world is smaller, you know.
Yeah.
And then we started working on planning. The first thing was getting the venue approved. Mm-hmm. I connected with Intec, the university, the venue.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like very interested in running this event here.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, then we started the conversation. And then, you know, it's coming here, trying to, I don't know, trying to first, yeah, as I said, get the venue and then get Unity coming, getting the confirmation that they were coming here.
Yeah.
After that, about getting the people in the event, we started the promotion, but it was a little bit weak because we're more developer more than
More than marketing and
exactly.
promoting. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. But I think you guys did a pretty good job at. Promote as much as you can with your skills of that.
Exactly.
You know, even for being a first time. Because now what? We checked. How many people were checking that event? It was like what? Over?
Oh, when I checked, it was like 92 person.
92. But registered was like 100.
Yeah,
was
180 people.
180
registered.
People.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm really surprised. We got a new. Talk.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first talk for the event, and it wasn't on today. Today is Saturday, the 20th.
Yeah.
But it was on Thursday, 18th. So to plan that was like a week before. Somebody say, "Hey, I have this person. He can talk about how to use the video games for human resources, the hiring process." And we were like, okay, yeah, we are interested in that talk. When mm-hmm. can that be? Can that be on the Saturday? Oh, no, that must be the on Thursday. And we were like, that's so little time. But then we move on with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the surprising thing was that 2 days before, we didn't have any person registered for that talk. And then... suddenly, when we came this on that day, we were expecting, or I don't know, like 10 people, but we got 27, 28 people.
Probably close to 30.
Yeah,
close to 30. Yeah, that's
crazy.
We
were really surprised. That means like many people really are interested in the theme in the Dominican mm-hmm. Republic. And you know, this is amazing.
That's a common theme that I've been noticing about here, that the, like, you didn't know there was that many people that are very interested with this, right? And talking to a couple of the students outside, they were telling me, oh, we don't know if there's a lot of gaming. The gaming community is probably very small here. But you don't know, because there's a lot of people that either shy, they don't go out of the house, maybe don't use social media. You know, all they do is just play. That if we get the word out, they will find out more about this event and maybe future events, and they will come out and attend. But I think we need to do more of just, like, let the people know. Like, now I think all the people that are here that attended the event, they could easily mention to, like, their friends, their cousins, mm-hmm. and I think that would inspire a lot of new members to join for maybe the future event, you know. So yeah. I think we could do that more. You know?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We basically, you planted the seed.
Exactly.
So now it's up to them now to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's why I started my talk. First of all, I want to say thank you for you and the organizers inviting me. The first thing I said was, what is the most successful video game in the Dominican Republic? Everybody stay quiet. And I did that on purpose, because mm-hmm. I want to inspire them. Like, you guys could do it.
Yeah.
You guys could do it. And another thing I brought up is a question that I asked, okay, we have this workshop. Now, what is it that you guys are planning to do next? But because if they just go to the workshop and there's nothing coming up after that, like, are they inspired to make a game? Are they want to have more events? Or we got to push them. It's the push that they need. Mm-hmm. You know. So hopefully this inspires them to do more.
Yeah, right? I hope that too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited for everything, man. And, you know, I know outside there's a couple of game developers. You want to mention, like, their games that they have outside?
So people can actually play. All the games.
Yeah.
Some, whatever. It's Monsters. It's like a Zelda-like game.
Mm-hmm.
There is another one. The racing. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, yeah, I don't remember the name. There's so many. Yeah, yeah. So they have so people could just go during breaks and play the games.
Exactly.
And they'll come back. Now, I noticed a lot of indie game developers will have events only for developers.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see more of, bring the gamers, let the gamers play our games, because I think a lot of them only will know what they have at home.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give them an opportunity, like, hey, let's play this game, I think that will motivate them to play more Dominican games, right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, I think that many developers are, like, shy about their games. They think maybe that their game is not as good as, you know, good enough to show that to people. And they don't want to receive this, negative comments about their games.
Yeah.
But there is something about it. It's about learning. When you show your game to a gamer, mm-hmm. you receive real feedback. So you know where your game is failing and what you need to fix. If you mm-hmm. don't do that exercise, then it will be harder for you to fix it.
Yeah, yeah. And I forgot to mention in my presentation, but I go to a lot of events from the gaming companies that were invite me and my friends or other people from the gaming community. And it's not even for me to do interviews. They want my feedback. So for Star Wars, we went there and we told them, please add single player. Star Wars is not a multiplayer thing. Like, mm-hmm. everybody cares about the story. And they did that for the second game. I think giving the opportunity for just the gamers to give feedback, it will change things around if the developer will give that opportunity. But they shouldn't be afraid of opening up and showing that to people, you know? So that's the thing that the developers here need to work on just that, right? We agree, or?
Yeah, that's something we need to develop,
so,
work on that.
So what's next now for your group? Because I know you have 2,000 members on Facebook, right? So what's next? Okay, this is a huge success. I know we were talking with Unity and everybody. Everybody's, all of us are happy about this. So what's next now?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that the success of this event was, like, I don't know if it's unexpected, but I was reserved. Reserved.
Yes.
So I'm really happy that this is working as it is. Mm-hmm. For the next steps is first to continue doing meetings mm-hmm. to keep growing, keep developing, keep learning. That's the first thing. And the second thing is doing more events similar to this one. Maybe not the same size, but similar.
Yeah.
And another thing we want to do is to do an expo, start working. This is like the little expo that we have outside.
Also it's have like our
first step.
Yeah, have like a Dominican expo.
Exactly. Like, okay. Exactly. That's some cool. Countries in Latin America already have their own expo for their local games, yeah. But we don't have that. This is our first conference. We dream to have that so many years ago, and right now we are doing it.
Yeah, it's a dream come. I posted that too. It's like, hey, it's a dream come true.
So the next dream we have is to have an expo. So many people, companies, sponsors, publishers, investors could come and see the games and then help us grow the industry, the local industry, a little bit more. So that's the next big step forward, I think, mm-hmm. and also continue doing this Game Developer Day. We want to do that in this in the next year.
Yeah. So what the organizers from here, from in tech, the staff, what they said, because I know the Alliance of Video Games, maybe some not. I know they were here.
Yeah.
A lot of them sitting down and they got to see her. So how was the reaction seeing her?
They were like super happy about this. And the first thing when I said, hey, I want to do this event, they said, it has to be here in tech.
Oh, see, it looks good, man.
That's their comment on this.
That's good.
And they're really happy because this is working. This is happening and these people are like
motivated.
Motivated.
Yeah. That's cool. It's that push that they needed, man.
They are engaged on the talks, asking questions, you know, so it's working.
Yeah, I just want to say...
a lot of connection happening outside.
The what?
A lot of connections happening outside.
Oh, yeah,
so that part is also working.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity. Thank you for handling all this. And hopefully we could do more together, man. So if people would like to know more information about your Facebook group, how they could contact you, or do you guys have a website? Just
we are working on the website. It's www.cddv.org.
Okay.
We have the Facebook page, it's CDDV. And that's what we have for so far. We are working on the website and also on the social networks
like cool.
Instagram, Twitter.
Good.
It's not ready yet.
It's not ready yet.
Yeah.
Soon. Poco a poco, right? Slowly. All right, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, I want to thank you.
Yeah.
Because this won't be happening if you... this is happening because of you. You started this. So thank you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Cool. Thanks, man.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we're still here at the Game Developers 2019 event here in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, and I have my friend from Unity, Ashley. What's up, Ash?
Hi, Danny.
Long time no see. You were on a podcast before, years ago.
Many years ago.
Pre-Unity days.
Pre-Unity days, and now it's Unity days.
So, what's up? Like, how you been since the last conversation we had on a podcast? Like.
Oh, man, life's been crazy. Life's changed a bunch. I moved from New York to San Francisco. I now work at Unity Technologies as an evangelist for games and media entertainment.
Yeah.
And really kind of just, I'm still doing what I was doing before, all about the community, all about supporting game developers all over the world. That's why I'm here today to support our creators here in Dominican Republic. And really like thanks to you and the crew for like getting all this together. like, this is what my life is now, just going city to city, like, supporting game developers all over North Central and South America.
Yeah, because I've been checking out, you know, we follow each other on social media, yeah. And I'm always seeing, oh, I'm speaking in Colombia, I'm speaking here, and so China, 2,000 people there, like, what? Oh, man, yeah. Ashley. So that's why I thought about you, like, man, that would be cool if we could get, have an event here in Santo Domingo. That would be awesome, you know? So thank you so much for you and the team to come here and support, you know? It means a lot to me. Like, this, I've been wanting to do this for, like, at least 2 years, you know? So
yeah.
Really cool.
No, I'm so happy to be here. And I mean, like, you know, being from Puerto Rico, like, being, like, literally 30 minutes away from Santo Domingo, it means so much to me to be here too, because seeing how the community here is growing, seeing the amazing games that they're making in the showcase, seeing all the awesome presentations that the creators here are giving, like, I'm so proud of them, right? Because we just went through that same process in Puerto Rico, and we're still going through that. We're all growing together, growing our communities, growing our games, and really, like, events like this show that we're all in this together, right? And so I love it. I love this.
Your reaction of the amount of people that showed up here at the event, and this is the first Game Developer Day event here in Dominican Republic.
And that's the thing. They have, like, what, 100 people out there?
182 registered, and 100 plus showed up here.
That's nuts. For a small town, like, small community, game development community, like, it's, like, I've been there. Like, I've done these events before, and I've seen these events grow from tiny groups of, like, 10, 20 developers meeting up, and that's what they've been doing here. Like, they were telling me about, like, the weekly meetups they have where they meet on Google Hangouts, the meetups they have where they gather in small groups, and to see the community grow and succeed with each other at this scale is incredible. Like, this, honestly, this event is really, like, a sign, like, for one, people to pay attention about what's happening here, what the game developers are doing. Their games are amazing. And also just, like, proof, right? That, like, anyone can do this.
Yeah.
Like, anyone can make a game, make a community, and be successful. And, like, that's what we're seeing here. And it's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. I'm super proud about this. Like, you know, I'm seeing young and old. There was a lot of, like, you could tell, like, non-gamers at the event, too. They just were, like, curious to see what we were doing. And they left impressed, very, very impressed. And now they want to see more events like that here locally in Dominican Republic. So hopefully we could do that more in the future, man, you know. So, and I hope Unity could join once again in the future and do this, because it's awesome to see this. Like, for first event, 100 people plus, that's not bad. That's really, really good, man.
That's excellent. Yes. I mean, like, an incredible turnout, incredible people. Like, this could not be any better.
Was there any games that stood out to you, though? Because, you know, I've been seeing you playing some games, talking to the indie game developers here. Any games that caught your attention?
You know, Alora, the Sacred Dreamcatcher.
Yes.
That game looks amazing.
Really good. Really
also, good. One of the best pitches I've seen in a long time in any country.
Why was the best pitch?
Because you could see all the love, literally every into every pixel. Like, it's a beautiful, gorgeous pixel art game that features Dominican and Haitian folklore, and it's illustrated beautifully, and I could feel the passion and the commitment for sharing this story as the developer was pitching the game to us.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of games that I want to see out there. Those are the kinds of games that I want to support. And it was, and honestly, like, that game is just a perfect example of what the community's focusing on here. Yeah. Another game, Biblioaventuras.
Yeah, I played it. It was really good.
That game is so cute. And what's cool about it is that they're using it in school libraries to show kids basically stories that are available for them to read in the library through the video game that they play. So instead of having them play kind of whatever irrelevant video game that there is in the library, the kids can play this game. And if they like the storyline that they play in the game or in any of those mini games or levels they have, they can actually then go and borrow the book from the library.
That's really
that
cool.
It's about, which is amazing.
That's smart.
It is.
Cross promotion.
Yes.
Right? Very, very smart. If people are curious to know, like, Ashley, you came here, what you talked about through the game developers here that attended the event.
Yeah, I spoke about using some of the new Unity tools. And honestly, I just asked what the community will be interested in. And they were saying, you know, yo, we'd love to hear about using Unity for augmented reality and using Unity for visual effects. Mm-hmm. So I showed off Unity's new visual effect graph tool, which lets you make special effects without having to program. Mm-hmm. And also Unity's AR Foundation, which lets you create AR applications for both Android and iOS really easily.
Okay. So what's next for you now that you're done? We already finished this event. What's next for you?
What's next for me? I go home. I spend a week in Puerto Rico with my family. Hopefully join some more of the protests, Ricky Renuncia.
Oh, yeah.
and then off to SIGGRAPH in Los Angeles and to present at one of the kind of biggest graphics conference in the world, mm-hmm. Talking about Unity and how it's used in animation, games, film, and beyond. I'm very excited.
So if there's a listener that's a game developer or knows a community somewhere else, totally different location that they would like to have an event like this, how can Unity be involved? How can they contact or pitch like, hey, can you come to our country? What they could do to...
Let's see. There's, you know what, best thing you could do, ping me on Twitter or on, I guess, Instagram or whatever people use these days.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm everywhere at Avashly, AVASHLY. Mm-hmm. Ping me there and I can get folks in touch with the people who could help make it happen.
Cool. Do they have to have like... some stats or anything, it just hits you up like, hey, can you come? Like, how's the process?
Honestly, I encourage people to hit me up because I'm curious as to who's out there, and I don't want people to feel shy about coming forward. I mean, like, you know, there was no stats for this, right?
No, like, we just like,
right?
Hey, let's do it.
Community came up, and it happened, and we did it, and you know, and that's I want to support communities how I can, and if there's a way we can make it happen, I always try to.
Cool. I would ask. Thanks for the help, and thank you for being part of this event. Like, it truly means a lot to me. So. Okay. Thank you so much for the help.
Thank you for helping me bring here.
Cool. Awesome.
All right.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
So we continue here live at the Game Developer Day 2019 in Santo Domingo. We're at InTech. And here in the capital, and this is the first event. I'm super happy about this, man. So I have a friend of mine
I'm very happy.
I have a friend of mine here that he also was involved with this this event. His name is Emmanuel. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty great. Thanks for asking.
Yo, so your reaction, man. This has been a huge success. Huge success. You don't know how much it feels so good, man, to see this, man, in Dominican Republic, first Game Developer Day event.
Yeah, it's been a pretty great event. We had a lot of assistance.
Yes,
like a lot of people came to the event, yeah. More people than I figured we will have. That's mm-hmm. a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, some of them are varying in levels of knowledge of game development,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully some of them may turn from gamers to game developers.
Yeah.
That's one of the goals of this event.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I noticed when I was speaking. There was a lot of non-gamers, non-game developers. They were just curious to see what we were doing.
Yeah.
And right. They left really impressed.
Yeah.
Really impressed.
Like, after seeing that demo from Ashley, like...
Oh, the first-person shooter?
First live demo, I was like, these people are hooked. You could see them in their eyes, like, what? That's live? That's not a video? And from there, I've been talking to the people, and they all seem pretty impressed.
Yeah, and what the organizers, the team here and in tech, what they're saying now, they fully got to see the event for the first time here.
I haven't got the chance to talk to... the staff from InTech,
yeah.
Like the main staff, like the decision makers. Mm-hmm. But the people that are here, they seem to be pretty glad and they seem to be pretty happy too.
Mm-hmm.
Like they seem content, like pretty...
Very good.
Yeah.
So what's next for the game developer community now that we already had this event? What do you think will be good for the future in Dominican Republic? Because right now I feel like Dominican Republic is getting a lot of attention, mm-hmm. especially with esports and all that. I would love to see more of that and getting the developers involved with like events and stuff. So what would you like to see in the future beyond game developer for like other events? Like what type of events you would like to see here?
Well, you know, the next 12 months of the game developer community are pretty much planned. We are planning to do a few game jams.
Awesome. And for those that don't know what game jam is, what was game jam for those?
Game jam is like you take a set amount of time and you go from zero to a small video game. So you choose a thematic, you shoot a theme, you choose a theme, and from there you make a video game based on that theme. You gather people around, like 20, 30 people, and by the end you have like 5, 6, 7 small games. A few famous indie games came from game jams. Like, you die in one hit and you're pretty small. You have to fight. It's pretty much like Shadow of the Colossus, but 2D.
Death Cells. To hook out Death Cells, that's an ultra indie game. It's kind of like that. Like, yeah, it's like Metroidvania style, kind of like that.
That one is not Metroidvania. It's more like Zelda.
Oh, Zelda. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And, you know, that was one game that came out of a game jam. And as we mentioned in one of the talks, like, you don't want to make a huge 2-year commitment to take a game out, to make a game and get it out there.
Yeah.
You want to make small games over a period of time to master your craft.
Yes.
And show, like, hey, this is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And keep the people knowing that you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
So for the next 12 months, we're planning on making a few game jams. And one of them could be about competitive gameplay. And maybe that could be one way for us to integrate with the gamers.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there are a lot... Gamers are very enthused.
Yes.
Like, yeah, very passionate.
Very passionate,
So getting good feedback in that stage of development... It's a huge motivator. So finding a way to integrate gamers more in the game developer community will definitely be a big plus. Will definitely be a win on both sides. Like gamers will get better games, and game developers will get their games out there and will get more and better feedback.
Yeah, and now... having Unity here, how was it that, like, seeing Unity teaching the local gaming community here? For you, from a person that's been working on this for a while.
At first, I wasn't believing it at first. Like, wait, so someone from Unity is going to come all the way here just to talk to us and showing us stuff? And then having them here, Ashley is, like, a wonderful person.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Hopefully she's going to come back in a future instance of this event.
Yes.
Or in any other capacity, whatever she needs. I'm here, Ashley, if you're hearing this. Full support. Like, she's amazing. She knows her stuff, like, freakishly great. And she has a need to communicate a high-level concept in a very understandable, digestible way. So... yeah, the participation of Ashley has been amazing.
Really cool, man.
Yeah.
No, I just want to say thank you and Michael for inviting me to speak. It's been a really cool
experience. Thank you for accepting. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, and I just feel like, you know this, I feel like I wanted to do something for the island, you know, for the people. I know there's always been a gaming community here, man, you know, and I just want the people to see, and other companies, hey, we're game developers too, you know, like, that's what I wanted to see. So
yeah, there's a lot of talent here.
Yeah.
Put the spotlight and you will see them.
Yeah.
It's like,
And look, and I, when I was talking, it was like more like, I'm not a game developer, I'm more of like motivational, inspirational, like, that's what I was pushing. So hopefully that will get people like really excited to start making better games, man, you know, here. And I've been playing a lot of these games that's here.
The showcase.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about the showcase.
You can talk about it a little bit. Very quick.
Yeah, we have 9 games being showcased here.
Yeah.
From different developers in the island. A few of them have very good pixel art. There are a few 3D games too.
Yeah.
They all seem to be pretty amazing. Ashley herself was very impressed.
Yeah, we were talking about that too.
Very, very impressed. Like, she probably talked about it in
a podcast.
Yeah. And I think you too.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
I played a couple, and can't remember the first one.
You need to check that one.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
But the first one, I like, I was talking with this with Ashley. I love his pitch, like his presentation about the game. And he also wants to release on the Switch and Xbox. I'm like, oh, man, this is good.
With the tools that we have now, that's going to be a big reality.
Yeah.
All the consoles are like converging, I think.
Yeah, crossplay, I see. Yeah,
with crossplay and everything. All. My prediction of the future is that you're eventually just gonna buy. You're just gonna buy a black box, put it there, and just play whatever.
Yeah.
And everything each console is gonna be just different publishers.
Yeah.
And that's it.
More
that's
like services, like.
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I see it too. you like Xbox? Get the Xbox controller and you play the Xbox game in that box, or Nintendo whatever, or future PlayStation. Yeah.
I think Nintendo's gonna get in that. Soon
they might be late. they might be late for everybody.
Yeah, they tend to be,
Yeah. So, all right, we're gonna wrap it up here. But how can people follow you, get in touch if they want to know more about updates from here from the island?
Well, if you wanna find me and Manuel Toribio, you can look for me on every social media platform, on Instagram, the Facebook, the Twitter.
Yeah,
with my name, Manuel Toribio. My username is a bit hard to pronounce. It's
Comico. I'll put it in the description.
Yeah, and if you want to hear more about the Comunican game developers community, we have a Facebook group. It's the Comunidad Dominicana de Desarrolladores de Videojuegos. That's in Spanish.
Yeah.
And look it up. We're there. We're like almost 2,800, I think.
Yeah.
And
it's a lot of people, man.
Yeah, it's quite a lot of people, actually.
Yeah.
And other than that, that's it. I'm gonna create the social media for the event eventually.
Yeah.
Probably this weekend.
Okay, good.
And
we stay in touch, though.
Yeah, sure. I'll let you know.
Cool. All right, but thanks a lot, and thanks once again, man. All right.
Thanks you.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
My name is Angelica. I'm an architect, illustrator, and designer, and currently I'm on the path to becoming a game developer. After I spoke to Danny Peña 2 years ago about how we didn't have any support from outsiders to the video game industry here in Dominican Republic, he made a promise to me that he will bring people to help us and guide us and give us talks. And also he did more than expected because he brought people from Unity to talk about the program, and also he himself did a talk motivating us to follow our dreams. And I can't be thankful enough to be part of this, to be right at the beginning of this new journey to us Dominicans, to us Dominican developers. So I'm really happy to be part of it, and I'm really happy to be in this awesome community that supports each other and helps each other out and wants the best for all of us. So thank you, Danny. I can't thank you enough for what you have done for me and for all the Dominican developers. So yeah, I'm really happy, and I'm looking forward to see more of this and to see what we can give to the world and what I can give to the world.
All right, so that's it. Once again, shout out to Ashley, Emmanuel, Marco, Amaury, everybody that was involved in Tech, Unity. Everybody was involved with this event. It was awesome. It was a dream come true for me because, you know, a friend of mine way back, Angelica. She was the one that told me about this when she was on a podcast 2 years ago. She mentioned that a lot of the people from the country, they feel like discouraged. Nobody's getting support over there from the gaming industry. You know, other countries do. And if there was anything I could do to help, not only for her, but also the gaming community overall. And I contacted a couple of people from the industry, and you know, thanks to Ashley and Unity, they came and we did this workshop, man. So I would like to see more of that in the future. And I had an amazing time. It was a great experience, and can't wait to see this community grow in Dominican Republic, man. So, all right, so we're out. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Gamertag Radio. Tune in. We have more good stuff coming up very soon in a couple of days. I can't say what it is just yet, but I'm super, super excited to talk about it on the podcast. So stay tuned. It's Gamertag Radio. We're out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.